And tell me what you did after Cambridge in more detail.
Well, every medical student had to leave Cambridge at the end of the three-year course because there was no clinical medical school, as there is now. And you had the choice of Oxford, which, of course, coming from Cambridge, is not perhaps first on your list. Most people went to London. I was lucky enough to be offered some money, I suppose a bribe, if you like, to go to King's, which was very welcome from a relatively humble background, my parents not affording a huge amount. And so there I was in the southeast London for the next 3 years at King's.
King's is obviously famous in diabetes circles. Can you tell us what it was like when you arrived?
Oh, King's was a fantastic place. And we were taught by the most wonderful selection of experts in their field, and very approachable experts, very memorable people, both in medicine and in surgery, and even in paediatrics, which I really didn't enjoy. But it was a very small intake, so that everyone knew each other, and not very good for filling up sports teams, but excellent for clinical exposure and, as I say, getting to be known by nursing staff, by the senior medical staff, and very personal tuition for the 3 years that I was there. And in fact, I was there 4 years because I stayed on as a house physician and house surgeon for a year after the qualifying. The other, of course, thing that was looming over you at that time was the threat of national service. And I was on... I was given deferment each year until house officer year, when the final scrapping of national service occurred in the 1961.
Can you tell me about these people who gave you this very personal tuition?
This ranged from cardiology, for example, Dr. Sam Oram, diabetes, Dr. Wilfred Oakley, the Fred Hoyle, Jimmy Livingston in chests. Wilfred Oakley was a great inspiration, backed up by David Pike, who is a great wit, has lasted in his writings. And so Oakley, Pike and Taylor, the biochemist, were the three leading lights in diabetes, and whose book is still quite a treasure written at that time. I do remember particularly Taylor's views on possibility of viruses causing diabetes, and he worked on that. And it's sad that still we have that great big conundrum of why type 1 diabetes occurs. What is it in the environment that actually causes it? So they were inspiring. But each of the units was excellent. The cardiology unit, the chest unit, the pediatric unit, the surgical units were excellent. In the surgery side, I worked for the house surgeon to Harold Edwards, who's quite a Crohn's disease expert, but also joined with Selwyn Taylor, who was a thyroid surgeon and a very good thyroid surgeon. I shouldn't tell too many stories, but I do remember having a couple of weekends off duty during the 6 months as house surgeon, and I do remember Selwyn Taylor inviting me for one of my weekends off. Would I like to go away and go on to the south coast for the weekend? The purpose was to scrape the bottom of his boat, and I declined.